Good afternoon. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Monday, May 8th, 2017. The time is 1:34 p.m. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me at the table this afternoon, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Vice Chairman Bishop.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Machicki.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Senator Olson.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Hughes.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? Seeing and hearing none, the one and only item on today's agenda is the capital budget. Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 23, Finance 30-GS1854/O before the committee as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Brief at ease while we pass out the document to the audience. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. We've distributed the document. It should be available online for those following off-net or online. I'd like to welcome Laura Kramer, my staff, to the microphone. Ms. Kramer, if you could identify yourself for the record and walk us through the CS we have before us.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Laura Kramer, and I am staff to Senator McKinnon and the Senate Finance Committee. I will walk through the bill section by section and describe essentially each item that you see in here. So section one, which starts on page 2 and ends on page 8, is agency capital appropriations proposed by the governor and amended in this CS. The first change you will find is on page 2, line 24. We added language that the appropriation of the Alaska Energy Authority bulk fuel program is conditional upon receiving federal funds, matching funds. On page, and we also, for AEA, for the bulk fuel program and the rural power system upgrades program, we eliminated a significant amount of their federal authorization that they asked for. They have a significant amount of federal authorization on the books, and we eliminated that. It's about just over $20 million. Page 3, line 9. We reduced the appropriation for the Inner Island Ferry Authority by $135,000, and we essentially reappropriate this amount back in a later section. Page 3, line 11. This is, we inserted language relating to the reappropriation found in section 33, which is what I just spoke of, the Inner Island Ferry Authority, and that would take them back up to the $250,000 that they are requesting. Page 3, line 14, the Marine Exchange of Alaska has been reduced from $600,000 to $400,000. This keeps it in line with FY17 spending. Page 4, line 15, we added $20 million in deferred maintenance from the Alaska Capital Income Fund. And this is sticks with the intent of this committee through Senate Bill 107 that would designate the Capital Income Fund for deferred maintenance. On page 4, line 17, this is intent language to go along with that appropriation, that the Office of the Governor prioritize the deferred maintenance needs of all state agencies and distribute this funding to address the highest priority issues. Going to page 6, line 12. This is a project for the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporations. It's a renovation of their headquarters. It's just over $4 million in AHFC receipts. The next change can be found on same page, line 30, so page 6, line 30. We made a reduction to the AHFC Supplemental Housing Development Program from $3 million down to $2.25 million. This is the same level that they were at for FY17. And page 6, line 32, we reduced the AHFC Teacher Health and Public Safety Professionals Housing from $1.75 million to $1 million, also in line with FY17 funding level.
Ms. Kramer, could you pause for a moment? Back on page 6, line 12, that was that money is from the APFC?
Correct. It's receipt authority for the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation.
Thank you very much. Please continue.
On page 7, line 15, we reduced the state equipment fleet from $15 million to $12.5 million. Page 7, line 11. The Alaska Marine Highway System Vessel Overhaul, the funding source was switched from general funds to Marine Highway Vessel Replacement Funds and reduced by $1 million. Page 7, line 21, the federal program match was reduced from $58 million to $12 million, but we essentially reappropriate the majority of those funds back later in the bill, and I'll get to that in a later section. And page 7, line 26, we inserted language relating to the reappropriation found in section 32 for federal aid highway state match, which totals $43.2 million, providing a total match of $55.2 million, which is a reduction of $2.8 million. Members have in front of them a large spreadsheet. This is the breakout of the aviation and highway projects that have been submitted by DOT. Typically, you see these itemized in the bill. However, we chose to not do that this year to give DOT a little bit of flexibility to move up and down that list as projects stall. This will allow, this will allow them to complete more projects with the limited amount of funding that they receive. And then items that we actually removed from Section 1 that you won't see in the bill, the Life Alaska Donor Services, that was for $80,000. You see it every year in the capital budget, and we it's receipt authority that we have to appropriate back to them. We have moved that to the operating budget. It's an ongoing item, so it has been removed from the capital budget, but it is in the operating budget. We also removed the public and community transportation state match amount of $1 million. Moving on to Section 2, which is pages 9 through 11. This is the breakout of funding by agency for appropriations made in Section 1. Section 3, which starts on page 12 through 13, is the breakout of statewide funding for appropriations made in Section 1. So the UGF total for the appropriations made in Section 1 is $84,714,674. And let me just go back to one item that I think I skipped over. We did add deferred maintenance for
University
of Alaska for $5 million, and that's found on page 8, line 22. My apologies for overlooking that. So that's a total of $25 million in Section 1 for deferred maintenance, which is about the amount in the Alaska Capital Income Fund. Moving on to Section 4, which is on page 14. This is the supplemental capital projects and grants. I will just highlight that there are two items that were requested by the administration, by the governor, that were not put into this CS, and that is the reappropriation from the Juneau Access Project to the Arctic Strategic Transportation and Resource Project. Some refer to it as ASTAR, and that was for just under $7.8 million. And then also the reappropriation from the Juneau Access to the Transportation Infrastructure Enhancement and Greater Lynn Canal, and that was for just over $34 million. Both of those items are not in this CS. Section 5, found on page 15, is funding by agency for the appropriations made in Section 4. And Section 6, found on page 16, is statewide funding for the appropriations made in Section 4. So total UGF spend of $75,000. Section 6, found on page 17 through page 37. This is the supplemental operating items proposed by the governor. There are no changes in that section. Section 8, pages 38.
Ms. Kramer, if you could pause.
Yep.
Senator Bishop, did you have a question?
Yes. Ms. Kramer, I think you started on page 17. I think you said section 6. Is that section 7?
Section 7, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bishop.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Kramer, so Section 7 for operating expenditures from the general fund. Can you explain to me, this is operating expenditures in a capital budget. What does that mean? Capital budget.
Senator Von Imhoff's standard practice is that we roll the supplemental request from the governor to the capital budget because the operating budget has already left the body.
Okay.
Okay. Ms. Kramer.
Madam Chair, and they are supplemental items, so they're for FY17, current fiscal year.
And we hope one-time items.
Section 8 starts on page 38 through 43. This is funding by agency for the appropriations made in Section 7. And Section 9, which is on page 44 through 46, this is statewide funding for the appropriations made in Section 7. Total UGF spend of $47,660,200. Sections 10 through 19 are primarily governor's request supplemental language sections, and I'll walk through those one by one. Section 10A, which is on page 47, line 1, this is for the Department of Administration. This is for labor contract negotiations and arbitration support in the amount of $792,000. It extends the lapse date through FY18. On line 7, which is subsection B, this is a reappropriation of $3 million from the Department of Public Safety to the Department of Administration for the Alaskan Land Mobile Radio System. Section 11 on the same page, page 47, line 12, for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. This is an appropriation of $630,000 of federal receipts to the Division of Insurance for the Health Insurance Enforcement and Consumer Protection Grant for fiscal years 17 through 19. Section 12, same page, line 17, the Department of Environmental Conservation. This is an appropriation from the General Fund for $5,740,000 to fulfill the terms of the settlement in the state versus Williams Alaska Petroleum. This is also referred to as the Flint Hills Refinery Settlement. Section 13, page 47, line 22. This is for the Department of Health and Social Services. In A, is for Medicaid language necessary to cover potential program shortfall for FY17. And subsection B, which is on line 28, this is federal receipt authority for the Medicaid program for $238,500,000. Section 14 starts at the bottom of page 47 and carries on to page 48 through line 5. This is for the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. This is a reappropriation to the department in the amount of $213,155. This is for deferred maintenance, renewal, repair, and equipment. Section 15, page 48, line 6, is for the Department of Law. This is for judgments and settlements. Subsection B provides additional general funds necessary to pay judgments against the state for FY17 beyond what is provided in Section 15. We will be making an adjustment to this section in the next CS we roll out. I just wanted to highlight that there for members. And then subsection C, found on line 26, extends the lapse provision to include FY18 and 19 that can be found on the next page, page 49. Line 3. Section 16 on page 49, line 4. This is for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. It's $5,500,000 appropriation from the general fund for fulfilling the terms of the signed consent agreement and final order with the United States Environmental Protection Agency regarding decommissioning and remediation of Class 5 injection wells. This appropriation has been reduced from $8 million. The 5.5 is the amount that is needed for FY17 and FY18 based on conversations with the department. Section 17 on page 49, line 9, this is for debt and other obligations. Subsections A reduces the amount for early redemption on debt related to international airport revenue bonds. Subsection B on page 50, line 1. This reduces the amount for debt service for Goose Creek Correctional Center by $655,000 due to savings associated with refinancing. And then subsection C, found on page 50, line 8, appropriates $745,000 for costs associated with issuing previously authorized GO bonds. $3 million for this purpose lapsed at the end of FY16. And subsection D, line 12, is federal receipts. If federal receipts are not sufficient to cover international airports, the deficient amount would be borrowed from the general fund. And line 18, subsection E, allows for the repayment of the borrowed amount if necessary. Section 18, page 50, line 23, this is fund capitalization. $3 million is appropriated from the general fund to the disaster relief fund. And subsection B, found on line 25, is the appropriation of $288 million from the statutory budget reserve to the oil and gas tax credit fund to pay outstanding tax credit liabilities. Section 19, which is on page 50, line 28, this is fund transfer, revises the date and amount to be transferred to the oil and hazardous substance prevention account in the oil and hazardous substance prevention and response fund. And the change is on page 51, line 6 and 7. Section 20, page 51, line 9. This is federal and other program receipts. This is the standard federal receipt authority language for agencies to receive federal and other receipt authority from the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Section 20, page 51, line 18. This is insurance claims. Amounts to be received in settlement of insurance claims are appropriated to the general fund from, one, the state insurance catastrophe reserve account, and two, appropriate state agencies to mitigate the loss. Section 22, page 51, line 23, this is the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska Impact Grant, and it's appropriated to the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development for capital project grants under the MPRA Impact Grant Program. This year's grant totals $1,378,346 and will be distributed to the City of Barrow, City of Wainwright, and City of Anaktuvik Pass. And those are broken out in that section. Section 23, found on page 52, line 3, this is the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, amends their FY18 operating budget, reducing the AHSC dividend that is deposited into the general fund by the capital and operating operations that are made in FY18 using a portion of the AHSC dividend. Section 24, page 52, line 9. This is for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. This is reappropriations for the Alaska Energy Authority Electrical Emergencies. This is not to exceed $330,000. You'll recall last year we did not appropriate their request because they had backlog. They no longer have the backlog they used to have, so they are in need of this appropriation. Subsection B, found on line 15, the unexpended and unobligated balance of the Renewable Energy Grant Fund, estimated to be $3.2 million, is reappropriated to AEA for rural power system upgrades. Section 25, found on line 18, this is for the Department of Corrections. This is a reappropriation for underground storage tank upgrades in the amount not to exceed $1,850,000. And subsection B is a reappropriation for deferred maintenance, renovation, repair, and equipment not to exceed $740,000. Section 26, found on line 30. This is for the Department of Education and Early Development. This is a reappropriation of past major maintenance projects, and we're reappropriating it back to the Major Maintenance Grant Fund, which is estimated to be $3,503,492. The next section, section 27, is found on page 55, line 3. This is for the Department of Fish and Game, reappropriation for vessels and aircraft maintenance, repair, and upgrades, amount not to exceed $500,000. Section 28, found on line 12, is for the Department of Health and Social Services, reappropriation for deferred maintenance, renovation, repair, and equipment for Alaska Pioneers Homes, not to exceed $773,432, and subsection B, found on line 22, is for deferred maintenance, renovation, repair, and equipment for facilities of the department other than the Alaska Pioneers Home, not to exceed $382,143. Section 29, page 56, line 1, for the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. This is a reappropriation for deferred maintenance, renewal, repair, and equipment not to exceed $550,000. And section 30, found on the same page, line 11, for the Department of Natural Resources. This is a reappropriation for the National Recreation Trails Federal Grant Program not to exceed $150,000. Line 17, for the Department of Revenue, subsection A is an appropriation from the general fund to the tax division. This is for reprogramming the tax revenue management system and revenue online tax portal. This is a result of potential passage of HB 111. There is conditional language later in the bill. If that bill does not pass, then this appropriation will not be made, and that's for $1.2 million. On line 20, this is for the same purpose, for the tax division, for reprogramming the tax revenue management system, and that's a result of Senate Bill 25 or HB 60, the motor fuel tax bill. Again, if either of those bills do not pass, this appropriation will not be made. Section 32, page 56, line 23, for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, this is reappropriations. Subsection A is for the Eisenbeck Road project, not to exceed $10 million. Line 29, which is subsection B, this is the federal aid highway match, and this shall not exceed $7,798,000. Page 57.
Ms. Kramer, was that $17,798,000?
$7,798,000.
Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Thank you, Ms. Kramer. Please continue.
Page 57, line 4, subsection C, federal aid highway match, the unexpended balance estimated to be $2,179,929. Subsection D, found on line 13, federal aid highway match, for the amount of $481,530. Subsection E, for Harbor Facility Grant Fund, unexpended balance estimated to be $281,393. And then subsection F, found on line 23, federal aid highway match, estimated balance total $32,741,646. So, Madam Chair, following that subsection are all the reappropriations that roll up to the federal aid match program, and that goes through page 69, line 6. So the next section, subsection G, is on page 69. Not line 9. This will run through page 71, line 5. And this is our attempt to clean up federal authorization at the Department of Transportation. This consolidates previously authorized federal aid highway appropriations into one new appropriation for efficiencies in the management of the appropriations in IRIS. It's estimated to be a total of $675,600,000. And as I stated, it's reappropriated to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for previously authorized federal aid highway surface transportation program projects. On page 71, line 6, this is subsection H. This is, again, cleaning up federal authorization, and it consolidates previously authorized federal aid aviation rural airport improvement into one new appropriation for the same purpose. And the estimated total is $247,600,000. And then page 72, line 26, this is subsection I. That will run through page 74, line 22. This is, again, cleaning up language, this time for general fund authorization. This consolidates previously authorized state match on previously authorized federal aid highway program projects. And the amount here is for $3,332,000. Going to page 74, line 23, this is subsection J. This is, again, cleaning up general fund authorizations to the Department of Transportation, and the amount here is for $1,199,000. Going to page 75, line 30, this is subsection K. This is intent language to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities that they use the previous appropriations that I outlined of this section to reprogram funding on previously authorized federal projects in order to clean up and lapse those older appropriations. I will say, I think the oldest appropriation that I saw on the list was from 1993, so we're talking several decades. On page 76, line 3, this is section 33, this is a fund transfer. It transfers the large passenger vessel gaming and gambling tax account balance to the Alaska Capital Income Fund, estimated to be $8.1 million. Section 34 on page or on line 6. This is a reappropriation, the reappropriation to the Inter Island Ferry Authority, which I outlined in section 1. This is an old appropriation for the northern route. They are no longer going to operate the northern route after this fiscal year, so we're taking the lapsing balance from the northern route and reappropriating it to the southern route. The language is actually incorrect in the bill, and that will be corrected in the next CS, which is on line 10. It should say southern or between Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. Section 35, line 12, is the reappropriation to the Office of the Governor. This is for facilities and state government efficiency efforts and to pursue economic development opportunities for consideration at the state and federal levels. The estimated total on this is $2,738,000. And subsection C, found on page 77, line 12. This is to advance state government efficiency efforts and to evaluate the current structure and focus of HFC, AEA, and ADA. This was an appropriation that this body put in last year, and this is just extending the lapse date on that, or extending the inclusion date on that to be fiscal year 19. And that's estimated to be $850,000. Subsection D, found on page 78, line 9. This is for costs associated with state government efficiency and to pursue economic development opportunities for consideration at the state and federal levels. The amount of this is estimated to be $950,000. The next section, found on that same page 78, line 19, this is the reappropriation of legislative appropriations. This is for legislative renovations, projects, and technology improvements, and that amount is estimated to be $6,465,000. Section 37 on page 79, line 3, this is the lapse provisions. A is for capital projects, insurance claims to state agencies to mitigate loss, and MPRA grants, they do lapse. And subsection B, capitalization of funds do not lapse. Subsection C, capital projects lapse unless a fiscal year is specified. And section 38, found on line 10, this is the contingency language section. A is for the rural power system upgrade. State funding is contingent on federal matching funds. Subsection B, found on line 13, the appropriation of the $1.2 million to the tax division is, of course, contingent on the passage of House Bill 111. And line 16, subsection C, is the appropriation of the $50,000 to the tax division based on passage of the motor fuel tax legislation. Section 39 on line 19, these are effective dates for agency appropriations, debt and other obligations, fund capitalization, fund transfer, and the motor fuel tax passage implementation. Section 40 is effective dates for agency reappropriations, other reappropriations, contingency language for rural power system upgrades. And section 41 is the effective dates except what is outlined in section 39 and 40. With that, Madam Chair, the total UGF spend for the fiscal year 18 capital budget is $84,714,700. If you include DGF, other, and federal funds, the total FY18 capital budget is $1,387,983,600. And then for operating capital and supplemental items, the total UGF is $434,263,100. And total UGF, DGF, other, and Fed is $2,032,766,000.
Are there questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, I'd like amendments to my office by 12 o'clock tomorrow. Is there anything else to come before the committee? With that, we're adjourned.